morning, I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is August 14th. The time is 10:37. Roll call, please.
You said 10.
Excuse me. Let me make that correction in the audio. 9:37 is the start time of this meeting. Roll call.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and all those that are present. We hope that you will watch over our people and all people who are suffering. Please guide us today in our presentations and in our discussions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. We have minutes from August 7th, 2018.
No, that one's yours.
Motion to approve the minutes for August 7th.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. One abstention from Congresswoman Pratt. So we're going to move on our agenda. I'd like to just say a couple of words. This meeting is pretty much, from the looks of it, is a gaming meeting. There's some issues that they have put before Congress that they need a couple of resolutions on, and then also they've submitted their annual plan of operations. One of the resolution pertains to the projected revenue, really not completely fitting with this committee, but I went ahead and put it on there because it is going to be an item on the next special session agenda that's coming up. So I thought just a brief discussion about that would be good. Also, Madam Clerk, I'd like for the record to reflect that from gaming we have two board members, Mr. Sims and Ms. Malone. And then from the executive management team, we have CEO Byron Bighorse, CFO Tim Steinke. We have the COO, Joe Cooper. And Ms. Pearson, I never can remember your title.
Executive Director.
Executive Director, Ms. Kimberly Pearson. And then the first item on our agenda is discussion. And I'd like to ask the two board members that are here, Mr. Sims and Ms. Malone, would you like to join us at the table? And Mr. Bighorse and Mr. Steinke, would you like to join us at the table? Or what would your preference be for your executive management team? I have one more seat up here. Who would you like it to be?
I would say Mr. Cooper, but it looks like he's on.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda is a discussion that concerns ONCR 18-17, and it's a resolution regarding fire protection at our Tulsa Casino that calls for a waiver of sovereign immunity at the Tulsa Casino, a waiver of sovereign immunity to enter into an MOU agreement. This is an item on our special session upcoming. I thought it would be worthy of discussion. I don't know if the sponsor or the speaker intends to put it on general order day two, but if they do, then if there's any questions here at the table, you're here now and we can ask them. I believe that we're not really visiting legislation, but Congresswoman Goodfox is a sponsor of that bill. Do you have anything you'd like to say about the resolution?
Just that we are going to be giving, getting from Terry Mason Moore, apparently, so Kim, you're aware of this, right? Terry called you. So we have some members that don't like courtesy sponsorship, but in my opinion, this is a courtesy sponsorship. This isn't legislation that I created in my head and drafted and brought to the table. This is something you all approached me on that you need, that I wouldn't have known that you needed until you said, we can't open the casino, or we're going to have some issues. We have to have this MOU in place. But you all worked with the Attorney General's office on this piece of legislation. I then moved it over to Trey, where he formatted and put it into our format and filed it, only to learn that there is a committee substitute that needs to happen. What I filed is much more in-depth, and Terry Mason Moore has something that is much more fitting and doesn't give up quite as much as what your all's first draft from the Attorney General's office did. So I will get a committee substitute on the first day of session for our committee to vote in versus what I filed. Kim's aware. Where is Kim?
Where's she? And just an update to the committee. For MOUs with municipalities, the Attorney General is charged with setting those up. So my first draft came, and then once that communication started, then the attorneys got in, and then they started redrafting a new one. So after I originally sent it to Alice, they came back and let me know that they needed to make some additional tweaks to it. So that's what they have forwarded on to her now.
Yeah.
Okay, and Congresswoman Goodfox, do you plan on just revising the filed, once you get the corrected one, you're going to file a revised resolution?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, right, okay. So, is there any more additional discussion? Chairman Sims, do you want to talk a little bit about this, the need for this resolution and how we have it here on the table?
Okay. In the beginning, when we first built the Tulsa Casino, they were supposed to have put an MOU with the Tulsa Police Department. However, I guess at that time the AG and whoever else was involved, I can't remember. But anyway, they dropped the ball and Tulsa opened without the fire department having an MOU. Well, on this one, they're really cracking down to make sure that this casino has fire protection. So at first, when we first entered into this deal, it was going to be that we could not open unless we had a fire department come in and do their inspection and have the MOU, because the fire department didn't want to do anything unless they had an MOU. Well, this seemed kind of late in the day. So our CEO, he went to the Gaming Commission and emergency resource management, and the Gaming Commission, and they kind of agreed to sign off on things temporarily until we could get approval of this MOU. I mean, what we were able to open, but we're not able to keep going without that MOU. I mean, the fire department wants that in order to keep, you know, give our certificate of occupancy. And right now there's no department in the nation that does this type of certificate of occupancy. So this is why we come to the board, I mean to the Commerce Committee to see if we couldn't get this passed, you know, through a special session. That way, we wouldn't have to worry about it. And so, that's the reason for the part on the MOU is, I just kind of give you a little history background, but it is kind of essential for us to get it fairly quickly.
Thank you, Chairman Sims. Is there any more additional discussion or any additional comments to this? Seeing none, we're going to move on to the next item on our agenda, which is discussion of ONCR 1819. It's a resolution regarding the Osage Nations Compact and non-house banked table games. I believe Congresswoman Goodfox is also the sponsor of this resolution, is that correct? Do you have anything you want to say, or do you want to turn it over to the gaming professionals?
No, just that y'all are going to open a couple of days after we pass this out, and it's my understanding we're getting it out of the way, but you're still not going to be able to have ball and dice even at opening because you have to send it to NIGC, correct?
The Department of Interior.
Okay, for approval. So when do you anticipate what is that process?
Mr. Big Horse?
I'm going to take that one, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. So the state approved the ball and dice through legislation. There was draft language to amend compacts of all the gaming tribes in the state by the OIGA kind of took the lead on this and said, here's the language that everybody's using. That's, I believe, the language that was submitted. Mm-hmm. But once that's approved by each individual tribe through their respective legislators, it then goes to the state in concurrence with the Department of Interior for review. The Department of Interior has told all the tribes that they are approving these expeditiously, if that's a word with the Department of Interior, as they come in the pecking order. So the process for us would be once we receive, if we receive approval, we would then submit it to the state as amended, amending our compact, and then to the Department of Interior. And then we're just kind of at their mercy with how long they're going to take to approve it. I anticipate maybe early 19 having this type of offering available. You know, we got to do a lot of legwork on our end to even see if the feasibility of offering these games is going to, you know, be worth our time and effort. So.
Is there any more discussion or questions surrounding this resolution?
Just that I've talked to the gaming commissioners. And they're supportive of this legislation. They're also supportive of this special session and us getting it out of the way so that it doesn't get bogged down in the budgets in the fall. They want to see these two pieces of legislation get passed out and get out of the way so that we have a smooth opening. It's a lot of work. You guys have put a lot of work into it. And so they're very supportive of us moving forward.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I have one more question on it. So we've used the form that other tribes have used, mm-hmm. with our resolution. Have we passed that through our AG's office to make sure that, and whoever's reviewing the previous piece of legislation to make sure that all the language is?
Yes.
Good with them? Okay. All right. Thank you. Any more discussion? Okay. We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is discussion of ONCR 1818, resolution regarding the new FY19 annual revenue projection update. Basically, I was just wanting to put it out there on the table that this is another item that's on our special session agenda. The gaming board approved an additional $5 million to change the total of tribal projected revenue by $5 million. We've since received a memo from the chief's office that I think that there's some language in there that might be confusing to all of us. That will be revised. I have an email getting ready to send to the chief to try to get our questions resolved on that. So there will be a revised projected revenue
resolution coming out. If there's any questions on that, I will answer that. Otherwise, it'll probably be the subject of another meeting in appropriations. Okay, we're moving on from that agenda item. So the final agenda item that we're going to visit today is the discussion of the FY19 Gaming Enterprise Annual Plan of Operation. This is a document that they submit mid-July to Congress for our review, kind of dictates, gives a roadmap of how they're going to proceed in their operations for the upcoming fiscal year. It's usually a pretty good read. They've made it easy for us to take a look at and see what they're doing, and thank you for that. I'm going to open the floor and let you speak as much to this plan as you can in an open session, and then when we get to that point, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing proprietary matters regarding the annual plan. So, Mr. Chairman Sims, do you want to start out?
Then I'll hand it over to our CEO. Basically, what we're going through on our annual plan is we have gone even past what we had on our phase two, and we completed that just about in phase one, under budget, in the time limit that we chose, that we said we would do. And what Byron's going to introduce is that we have thought about doing a hotel because our event center, our hotel wouldn't be enough. And so if the reason why we was wanting to do this is because we could wait, but if we wait, that hotel will be far more money. And so this is why we was wondering, since we had Crossland there, that we could hopefully get approval to go ahead and keep going forward on this second wing of the hotel. And that's what was the big reason of this. I mean, Byron, you want to take it from there?
Kind of teed that one up pretty good. That's the big ask on the annual plan of operation for this year, is a completion of phase two, if you will, for the Tulsa project. We've run into a good problem to have, I call a good and a bad problem. We go out and seek conferences for our new banquet space and meeting space, and we're kind of limited on, we don't fall within that cat. We can't even get an initial meeting without falling within a certain count on hotel rooms, because these guys like to block, as you probably know, like hundreds of rooms at a time for these good conferences. Plus, in addition to the event center piece Mr. Sims had brought up, you know, if you have 2,000 people show up for an event, hopefully they don't drink too much, but if they do, they need a place to kind of sleep it off. So we're a little short. I think that's kind of the synopsis, if you will, of that annual plan is, you know, we have an economy of scale with Crossland being there on site. We have an opportunity, I think, to continue on and to achieve kind of our entire goals within, you know, a budget that's, I think, very, very attainable. So any consideration for that? I don't want to get into specifics. I can drill down into numbers, but we definitely are very excited. I think when you see the property, you're going to see that this would be a good deal. So.
Thank you, Mr. Big Horse. Are we ready to enter into executive session?
Make a motion. Motion to move into executive session.
Purposes of
discussion, I guess.
Proprietary matters. The motion, is there a second? The motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are now in executive session. I'd like the record to reflect that our chairman of the Gaming Commission Board has